following program is brought to you in living color.
Now here's a bottle of wine that's really a bottle of wine. This was made by our Iceman's grandfather. Same as he used to do in the old country. He puts the grapes in the bathtub and he jumps on them. I saw him do it.
Why didn't he take his socks off?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Two words, therapy.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that darling little fruit that you could possibly want to know. Well, I almost feel sorry for our listeners this holiday season because it seems like each show tends to create its own monster. And certainly after last week's show, that is definitely what we have done. Now, for our listeners who did not catch last week's show, it all started because I was trying to be creative and come up with great ideas for Christmas that I was going to match bottles of wine to people's personality, and I decided to shop online. So, of course, we had great guests last week with great ideas and give us some advice. But ultimately, when I started talking about the fact that I was having problems buying wine on websites, that I was having problems buying... Some of you called in and gave some really, really good advice. And actually, one of those is Andrew Kempfuis. He's with Vin65, and he's going to tell you how to spot a good wine website. So this is definitely something we need to know is that time of year when we all start to panic as we're trying to give gifts, give thoughts, if nothing else, buy something for us to drink to get through this contemptible, sometimes aggravating season. Then definitely we need to know how to look for a good website and how to determine it. But it's interesting when you look back over the calls and the emails we received last week, because yes, I'm going to fess up about something. I have actually made great progress in my project. I'm hoping a lot of my friends aren't listening and are sitting there waiting at the door to figure out what they're going to get. But past that, I did make a statement last week. I said, remember that gifts should never be given out of obligation. Let's face facts. I lied. I knew then when the words came out of my mouth, I was lying. I mentally, as I said that, three people popped in my head that I knew I was going to have to get something for. If nothing else, just to let them know they were thought of because they were a boss, because of whatever else. The problem is, those are the ones that become difficult. Those are the ones that all of a sudden you start racking your brain. And now that I have started on this quest to match personalities to wine, I need your help. I need our listeners' help. Because what I am looking for, crass, leathery, briary, difficult wines that are in bottles. Anything that is, I don't know, subpar, below average, and, well, that kind of thing. So if you have any advice on wines that are along those lines, please call us, 877-4CRUSH1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Think about all those negative connotations you usually see in the 60-point wines. Those are the personality traits I'm dealing with. I'll take whatever help I can get. Kent, did you have a comment?
No, I was waving at the big boss who just walked by the window. You know, you should wave at the big boss who walks by the window.
Oh, well, yeah. Perhaps when I'm talking about buying Christmas gifts, it wasn't the most predictable
no,
time for him.
No, I was not raising my hand because I had to go to the bathroom or ask a question. No.
Oh, I thought maybe it was just because you were waving at me and saying, me. And you had something that was briary.
Yeah, then I got to thinking, what kind of wine would you get him?
Now, of course, now you realize...
And you started talking about briary and
you have just set yourself up entirely. You realize that Big Boss Man has never listened to The Wine Crush, and this will be the one show that
he'll
does.
He'll pick this show on the website to listen to. Absolutely.
Yes, that's the joy of being a contract employee, man. I had nothing to do with it. I know nothing. All right. Well, in tangent to last week's show, once again, remember we're talking about personalities. Our dear friends at Hartford Court decided they had the perfect wine for my personality, and I got to say I love them for it. Hartford Court makes a Laura's Chardonnay. How ideal can that be?
What must that taste like?
Well, actually, it was interesting. They did include the description with it. So I was kind of analyzing the description. So let's have a little bit of fun with this. Anyway, this is my wine recommendation for the week. Of course, this wine is stellar. It's named, well, not after me, but we share the same name. So it's got to be something remarkable. The tasting notes that accompanied it. This wine offers great weight and depth. I would have done better if you had said great depth first and then weight. You know, I realize we have put on some pounds these last couple of weeks, but really, so apparently I'm very deep. It's got spiced pears, ginger, honeysuckle, and orange blossoms. It has barrel fermentation, aging in French oak, and has added hints of nutmeg and vanilla bean. So I guess they're saying I'm nuts. I don't know. Minerals permeate the lingering complex finish of the wine. So for our kind people at Hartford Court, yes, Laura, Chardonnay is outstanding, and I'm going to take from it that I have great depth, that I can be a little bit nutty, but ultimately I am complex.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
See, that's an
good.
Interesting way to look
at good,
it.
Yeah, good way to look at it.
Bless
their. If it works for you, it's a good way to look at it.
I'm going to stay on my little boat on my river of denial as long as
there
I possibly can. It is that time of year. So your white recommendation this week is Hartford Court, Laura Chardonnay. All joking around, it's not a pun, it's not a ploy. This wine is outstanding. Unfortunately, it is a little bit difficult to get. You're going to have to look for it at your specialty wine retailers. If you can't find Laura Chardonnay, they do a Chardonnay called Stone Coat, C-O-T-E, that is obviously very, very good as well, but let's face facts, people. I'm going to be partial to Laura's. Now, as far as reds, you know, this is the time of year where people start drinking bigger and drinking heavier. And I have to admit, I am no exception. But literally heavier, this was fun. Chalk Hill Winery has gone through a lot of changes in the past 10 years. But ultimately, they still have great estates, they have great vineyards, and they're producing some great wine. They have done something new this year. It's called the 2007 Chalk Hill Estate Red. And it's a blend of Cabernet, it's a blend of Merlot, and it is very, very well balanced. Not to mention when we start talking about weight, this is one of the coolest bottles I have seen in ages. I know a lot of people are getting behind the green movement and people are trying to go to lighter bottles and recyclable bottles and making the boxes lighter so it cuts down on the footprint. It is refreshing to get your hands on this bottle. The Chalk Hill Estate bottle, you can use this thing as a weapon, but you really don't want to do that because that would be a waste of the really, really good wine inside. It has great red fruit. It's got great spice to it. It has a mineral characteristic, a good mineral characteristic, but also it's just got some great depth. And what's cool about it being Cabernet Merlot, it does have the other Malbec Merlot, Petit Verdot. It does have the Bordeaux blend in it. It's drinkable right now, even though it's an 07. And that's something to keep in mind as we're shopping for the holiday season. This is the time of year you walk into your Mega Mart, you walk into your wine store, you look up on the shelf and you see all these big, huge, wonderful wines up there. And you're looking at them. God, 07s are out. 08 are out. These will be great. And you think, I will really use these for my dinner and I'll sit down. It'll be wonderful. And unless you open up that bottle of 07 California Cabernet about 3 hours before dinner and pour it through an aerator several times, decant it, I don't know, run it around the house a couple of times, this thing is going to be a monster. There's no two ways about it. It's going to take away from your dinner. It's going to take away from everything else. So as you're looking ahead, when you can find a wine that's drinkable like this, it is definitely worth the time. So your red wine recommendation for this week, Chalk Hill 2007 Estate Red. Great blend, great balance, great looking package. Definitely something to keep your eye out for. It'll be interesting to watch this wine as it morphs over the next few years. But do y'all have the same problem I do sometimes? I go to dinners and I go to events, and I know I tell you at the end of every show, drink what you like, not what you're told. But ultimately, people keep pulling these corks on these very expensive, highly rated wines. Oh, taste this. Tell me what you think. Or here, this is a great wine. Or when people are taking business clients out to dinner or trying to impress family, and these wines are just too big to drink. You feel guilty. You watch them. You see them order them off the restaurant wine list. They open up, the waiter opens up the cork, puts it on the table, and you think, my God, I need a chair and a whip just to get through dinner. So as we're going ahead, as we're looking towards the season we are in, 'tis the season, keep that in mind. Wine is not supposed to be the focal point of the table. It is not. It is supposed to be an addendum. It's supposed to be something that makes it easier. Whether it makes the food better, whether it makes the company better, or whether it just makes the day more enjoyable, the whole point is wine should not be the centerpiece. It should be something that balances out and rounds out gradually. So if you're sitting down to a meal and you're having nothing but you can taste this big old Cabernet and your lips have puckered and the tannins have just ripped the whole end of your mouth, then that's not a beneficial thing. Once again, I say this over and over again. My hat's off to Rex Pickett. I know I drove him nuts all the way through. But when you drink well, And when you're drinking well, keep in mind that 90% of the Americans talk dry but drink sweet. So Merlot is going to be the perfect, perfect thing as we go into the holiday season. Don't know how or why I got off on that tangent, but at least I left you with something imparting. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we get back, we are going to have insights from Vin65 to tell us how to find a good website.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, gold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Crush, I'm Laura Lawson. in our continuing, apparently domino of shows, today we have a great guest who is going to help us try and find a good wine website, who to order from, so that you don't run into the problems that I have thus far. So, at this point, Andrew Campus with Vin65, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you very much for calling in today's show. I know it was kind of on short notice, but I have frustrated myself. I'd had listeners that called in, and of course we've had many winemakers and vineyards on the show talking about their websites, talking about shipping, and I have to admit I haven't truly experienced it till this holiday season when I'm trying to pre-shop some of the outrageous problems I'm running into on some of these wine websites. So it's nice to have an expert on the show. So, Andrew, tell our listeners, what is Vin65 and what is it that you do?
Yeah, Vin65, in a nutshell, we make winery websites. We do e-commerce, we do content management, we do wine clubs, but overall we're helping wineries create beautiful and great experiences on the web.
That is something I am noticing more and more that definitely needs to people need to take attention to, and people need to be using you more often. So obviously, if you create the websites, you know what you're doing. What should our listeners be looking for in a wine website? What should they expect when they pop onto that laraswinery.com?
Well, customers want to see a few things. They want to see great photography of the bottle. So no small pictures, no label shots and stuff like that. They want to see great photography. They want to see product detail. You want to see tasting notes. You want to see a lot of content about the actual product itself. In an ideal world, you'd see some ratings and reviews, and you'd see some consumer ratings and reviews. So not only would you know what Wine Spectator, Wine Enthusiast, and other professional firms have thought of it, but you'd be able to read, like on Amazon.com, where you could read what others are thinking of the wine.
Makes sense. So ultimately, when you name your first thing, when I ask you what people look for in a wine website, what we should look for pictures. We still shop by pictures, don't we? We like picture books.
Absolutely. So consumers are still shopping a lot by pictures.
Do you think that's because they're trying to recognize a label from what they've seen, or just because they like the glossy shots?
I think some of it will be you like to see the photo, you like to see, you know, it's what you've seen in the store and stuff. Some of it is just subconscious. You like, you know, you see a beautiful photo, you see an intriguing label, and it catches your eye, and you're drawn to that.
Question for you. Something else you mentioned, that ideally a wine website has consumer ratings. When you create websites for wineries, I mean, supposing people all of a sudden get a cork bottle of wine, they don't know it's corked, and they start writing, oh, my God, this Chardonnay is terrible. Is that really advantageous? Are the wineries going to let that happen?
Some wineries will let that happen. You know, having one negative review and amongst 19 positive reviews could actually add a lot of authenticity to the review process itself. Overall, and we have a blog post on this on our website, but overall, consumers are rating wines 4 and 5 stars. You're not seeing a whole lot of, you know, people do not rate wine mediocre. You do have a few bad wines, or a few bad experiences there, but I think it adds some authenticity to it. I see books on Amazon all the time that have 4 and 5 stars or 4 and 5 thumbs up, and then you see, you know, a couple bad ratings here or there. And this brings perspective to it all.
All right. So as our listeners are planning ahead, and hopefully they've taken my advice and they're going to buy bottles of wines for their friends, they have perhaps done searches and found some winery names. They have found pretty pictures. Here's my question. This time of year, something I really truly encountered when I was trying to shop and still trying to shop, it takes so long for these websites to load. Is that a fault of the winery? Is that a fault of my computer? Is there something we can do to facilitate making that faster?
Well, ultimately, it's the winery's responsibility if their site's loading slow. But the speed comes from three factors. One is you can have a slow connection at home. So if you're on a dial-up connection or if just you're on a cable connection, that's just not that fast. Number two is the servers that you're on or the platform that you're on could be slow, you know, so they went with a cheap host, they went with a system that, you know, maybe doesn't have the greatest performance coming out of the gate. And number three is the pages themselves, maybe if they're too graphical, they have a lot of flash animation, they have a lot of video and stuff, the overall weight will be high, and that will also decrease in speed.
So the pretty pictures are going to slow them down before it's said and done.
Yeah, but you could do things that all depends on how they're served up. A single pretty picture of the bottle won't be bad, and then you have 3 or 4 thumbnails below it that users could click and wait for the next photo to come. it's a great experience for a user, so you can compromise on that.
Well, question, since you're designing these websites, something that I have had a problem with this year is I'll go through, it'll be great, it'll be wonderful, I will have found my Chardonnay, I'll have ordered it, I will have put all my information in, and then I'll hit send, and the computer or the site seems to lock up then. Is this because of additional security on the websites? Is this because of me? What gives? It seems like the slowest it ever gets is waiting for my order to process.
Well, typically you'll see that on a lot of websites they'll have a static front-end website, and when it comes to the actual checkout, they'll be jumping you off to another server or jumping you off to another place to actually perform that checkout. And in that, if they've gone for a firm that, you know, doesn't spend a lot of time optimizing that, or, you know, maybe they've gone for the cheapest solution possible, sometimes it is frustrating when your checkout's slow. It's terribly frustrating. You just want to leave. There will be some slowness because your credit card, you know, takes 2 or 3 seconds to validate, you know, going across because of the security around it. But you shouldn't be experiencing a checkout that's more than a couple of seconds to load a page.
Yeah, how long should I wait? I've sat there and stared at that computer screen for about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, because I know in my mind's eye they have my credit card information. So how long should I wait before I refresh or close out or something like that?
If you spend 2.5 minutes, I'd probably be getting on the phone and wondering what's happening. You shouldn't be waiting longer than 10 seconds. You should, on average, probably be waiting about 2 seconds on that checkout page after you've hit the submit button for it to process your credit card.
Okay, well, good. That's nice to know. My patience isn't exactly great, but I do know what real time looks like. And something like this, is there a time where it becomes a security risk? Is there a time I should really worry about it?
As a customer, you want to make sure that the lock appears on your browser window. So in Firefox, it's at the top or at the bottom of the screen. Same with Internet Explorer. So that you make sure that you're in SSL mode. That means that everything that you're transmitting is encrypted. Ideally, you know, when you hit the checkout process, you don't want to cross domains. You want to remain on that winery's website. You know their domain. You know it's them. You know that you could call them if there's a hassle. You don't want to be redirected somewhere else. There's always security risks whenever you're placing online. There's security risks when you use your credit card in a restaurant or other places too, but you can minimize those just by, you know, ensuring that, is this the winery site that you're actually on? You know, does it all look legit? Is there a phone number that you could call? You know, is it an SSL when you check out, and does it all look proper?
Well, question, I feel bad. We have gone through this whole segment, and I've asked you about websites. Question for you, if we take a small break, would you stay around and tell us the best wine websites to shop?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we are going to make Andrew name names and tell you where you need to be shopping.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? what would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
This is Laura Lawson. You're listening to The Wine Crush. Right now, we have captured Andrew Campus of Vin65 and asked him to hold over so he could name names and tell us what winery websites we need to be shopping off this holiday season. Andrew, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, Laura.
All right, Andrew. I'm sorry we got carried away in that first segment. Sorry. Once again, to our listeners, I am using the show self-servingly for the last 2 weeks. I want my questions answered. I need help.
And you're upset that your computer is as slow, too, right?
Well, yeah, but we'll find a computer technician. I'll find some other show. I won't torment readers like that. All right, Andrew. So if I am going to finish up my holiday shopping, what are, let's say, the top 5 sites I need to be buying from and why?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of great sites on the web. There's a lot of poor sites, but there are a lot of great sites. So some of my personal favorites, I like winetasting.com. They have a great selection of wines at a great price.
Winetasting.com?
Winetasting.com. Number 2, I'm going to actually list some wineries. I like twistedoak.com. He's got a lot of great content on his site. He really injects a lot of humor, a lot of fun. He makes the wine shopping experience fun. Even the confirmation messages, all of that kind of stuff's all done very well on there.
Now, Twisted Oak is a winery in California, or is this
just
a retailer?
Twisted Oak is a California winery.
Okay.
I like Inman Family Wines. InmanFamilyWines.com. One of the cool things on there is being able to see my shipping and stuff all up front before I ever put a bottle in the cart. I really like Inman Family for that.
Oh, that helps. So if I wanted a bottle of Chardonnay, I don't have to wait till I put all my credit card information, all that stuff in. It'll tell me flat out that you're shipping Chardonnay to ABC and it's going to cost you $10?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great feature on there. It's really nice.
Oh, that's friendly. All right, so we've got winetasting.com. We've looked at twistedoak.com. So I guess what we have a retailer, we have 2 wineries. What else you got for me?
Well, there's a lot of great wineries out there. I'm just I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
You volunteered. I put you on the spot. I realize that, but you know, you said you'd be fine naming five websites. So
yeah, sure.
Now we're going to make you step into it.
I'm going to name two more for you.
Okay.
Winesthatrock.com.
Wines That Rock?
Sorry, it's wines-that-rock.com.
I have never heard of that website, Wines That Rock. Where is that out of? Tell me about that one.
They're out of California. They're doing some crazy stuff on there. They have some of their wines, for instance, you know how you have the like button on a wine, you get 4, 5, 10, 15 people like it. They have wines on there that 20,000 people like.
How can you have 20,000?
They have wines branded after Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. They have a number of great wines on their site.
So they're just a retailer, though. They broker for everybody else.
That's correct.
I want to know how they have 20,000 likes, and I have never heard of that wine site. Winesthatrock.com. That sounds
wines
like an...
Wines-that-rock. So there's hyphens between the three words in that. So,
we might have to be tracking them down. I'd like to hear how they pick their wines. All right, so we're up to four, and you've definitely given me some things to think about. Give me a fifth one.
Sure. I go with Kuvason.com. Kuvason has really nice bottle shots. They have some nice ratings on their site. It's very professional. It's really easy to shop. It's really clean. You'll get through your checkout fast.
And the wines at Kuvason are very, very good. We've had them on the show before.
Absolutely. That's the thing about all these. They all have great wines.
Now, question for you as we're starting to wrap this up, since I made you spill your guts and, you know, pick good wine sites, are you a wine drinker?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite?
You know, I actually vary in my favorites, and being a Canadian, I drink a lot of Canadian wines. I like some of the stuff coming out of Mission Hill right now. They have a Meritage blend that's great. I'm just trying to think of the name off the top of it. I just had it last night.
You know what's amazing? I always love doing this because obviously we have you on the show to help us with navigating the wine websites, to help our listeners know what they should look for, what should they be shopping. It's always fun to mess with the tech people's heads and say, hey, what's your favorite wine? Y'all can give me answers to code and how to crack something and how to rewrite a computer and how to make a computer out of a paperclip and a rubber band. I ask you your favorite wine, and it always stumps people.
It's hard, too, because I drink an awful lot of wine here, actually. I'm probably drinking close to a bottle a day.
See, that's not a lot of wine. That's standard. A bottle a day keeps a doctor away, especially for a male. Y'all can get away with that a whole lot easier than women can. Well, Andrew, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today. Seriously, you have given our listeners a whole lot to think about, at least given me good insights to know what's working, what's not working, and why.
Hey, thank you very much, Laura. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, that was Andrew Campus. He was with Vin65.com. For those of you who are looking for someone to design your website, I guess I should have asked poor Andrew. I would imagine those five people were his customers. But I have to admit, winesthatrock.com, I just like the personality behind that.
I've got it up on the website right now, winesthatrock.com. So really, it's a very nice-looking website.
Well, I will have to check it out. Now, see, we can't advocate it till we actually play around with it.
Well, that's true.
So we'll have to find someone there to traumatize. Speaking of being traumatized, it's been a while since I did any kind of interesting news. But this comes out of the Napa Valley Register. NBC drawn to power of vines. Get this. NBC is planning a supernatural primetime soap opera, Vines, set in the Napa Valley, according to Kurt King, senior vice president at Universal Media Studios. The show, which has yet to be made into a pilot, follows a troubled family who buy a Napa Valley vineyard in hopes of a fresh start. Little do they know their ancient vines possess dangerous, mystical powers. And that comes from the entertainment website Deadline.com.
Sounds like Children of the Corn.
Yeah, this sounds interesting all the way around. The article goes through to give different quotes and different ideas of what people around Napa Valleys are saying. Obviously, some people there are very curious to see if it'll just get attention to Napa Valley. But I thought this was fascinating. Other Napians protested the menacing aspect of the grapes. Celeste Carducci, a Napa resident for 22 years and owner of the McClellan Priest Bed and Breakfast Inn in downtown Napa, was enthusiastic about the series until she heard that the vines were evil.
Wow. That's deep.
That is very, very deep. Because a lot of people, I have woken up many mornings knowing that grapes and vines were evil. There was just no way I could possibly feel like that if they were good and meant to make us feel better.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you have to think about this. What other kind of mystical powers could wine give us that it doesn't already?
What's at the bottom of the vat?
Well, we know what's at the bottom of the vat, but think about it. You drink enough wine, you're 10 feet tall, you're bulletproof, you're brilliant, you're witty, you're definitely good looking. I mean, what other great powers could wine give you?
That's amazing. That's a lot of possibilities for stories there.
So I'm really, really hoping, thank you to the Napa Valley Register for giving us that article, but I have to admit, I mean, I kind of missed the Falcon Crest era, so I didn't really get to see all that. I would love a nighttime soap opera based off grapes. Just think about the fun we could have. Number one, I'm dying to see the mystical powers. Somebody has got to enlighten me. We have to find somebody to find out what these could possibly do. But just the vineyards, everything else. This could be a lot of fun. Or not, we shall see. We're going to take a small break here on The Crush, but when we return, remember the show is about you, and we have some calls and some of your emails to keep us entertained.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Microlubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Microlubricant? Well, it's the only pure microlubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I am Laura Lawson, and up to this point, I am sure y'all are thinking that is definitely the Laura Lawson Show. It is not the Wine Crush, because I have definitely subjected you to my holiday shopping details, but hopefully it has helped all of you. But this show is all about you, and I had asked a while ago for you to give me emails on strange things you're encountering, on different things in the market. Yes, as we're directing these shows from here until the end of the year, we want to be able to give you concrete guidance. To do that, we need your emails, LauraLawson@WineCrush.com, or info@winecrush.com. Or like I said, those of you brave enough, 877-4-CRUSH-1, drop a call on the wine line and we will be happy to put you on the air. Well, I'll be happy. I don't know if Kent will be. He tends to drop calls, lose calls, miss calls.
No. I've done that in a week or so.
In a whole week? should we feel brave enough and actually try the wine
line?
You
can actually try it if you want to.
All right. Well, why don't we do that real quick? We haven't done that in a while. Right now, apparently, we have Barbara on the wine line. Barbara, welcome to the Wine Crush.
A few times a month, a few friends and I get together for some appetizers and wine. We usually go through a few bottles between the three of us. We each like different varietals. Is it bad to go from one to another, or should we just stick to the one varietal a night?
Oh, God, no. You definitely, the whole point of getting together is to try all kind of different wines. The only advice I'll give you, Barbara, is to start light and finish heavy, because ultimately you can get palate fatigue. But if you're with three friends, the only thing that can get fatigued by the time you're done is the more you drink, the more you talk. And after a while, you, one, might be tired of talking, or two, you might be tired of hearing what everyone else has to say. Because after all, if we know that vines have evil powers, it's certainly that whatever opinion you have is going to be the most and best opinion. But no, in all sincerity, if you're doing several different varietals, it's fine. Just go from white to red. That's the best advice I can give you, in the sense that at least that way, once you have a big Cabernet, the finesse of a Riesling is gone. Once you have a really, really big Zinfandel, there's no point in trying to go back to Chardonnay. And chances are y'all are drinking. Y'all aren't tasting wine. You're drinking. Go ahead and fess up. We know that. So, no, Barbara, drink all kind of varietals. Try all kind of different things. The one thing I will tell you as you're doing that, take notes. If you're doing this for real, if you're doing it to try and find wines you like, my girlfriends and I, actually all my friends and I, when we get together, every one of us will bring a bottle of wine of some way, shape, sort, anything. And it's always fun to look and say, I'll try that. Well, invariably, 4 days later, I'll get a phone call, or I will place the phone call. Hey, you, that red wine you had with the white label, what was it? That was really good. And if you've done like we tend to do and have appreciated the evil idea of vines, then none of us can remember. So the best thing you can do is take notes, jot them down, and enjoy. I like the way you think, and I like what you do. Just remember, sip socially, and make sure y'all have a ride home before it's all said and done. So, Barbara, thank you for calling the Wine Crush. I encourage the rest of you to do so. Well, right now, unfortunately, we don't have brave people. We have a lot of people who are willing to type. I hope you're not typing and driving. But I do have a couple emails I want to touch on. Number one, if I go into a wine shop with a set budget, what other types of information will I need to buy a few gifts? I am not an experienced wine drinker, and I'm not familiar with the appropriate terms, etc. Okay. I think one of the best things you can do is find a wine shop that you trust. It's going to be very, very hard for you, though, because you don't drink wine, or you say you're not an experienced wine drinker and you're not familiar with the terms. My best advice going in the wine shop is go to ones that offer tastings, go to ones that have full service that will come and help you shop, and of course, you're going to have to know a little bit about the person you're buying a gift for. Is it a prestige gift? Is it a friendly gift? Is it please promote me. I have been here 3 years and haven't gotten a raise and need to be moved up. Is it more along the lines of here's a token thing, have a great day? So obviously you're going to need to know what the reason is for buying the gift. But obviously you can also research name brands. And even though I don't generally recommend this, there are so many great wineries out there. Last show, I believe, we had Gurgitch Hills, and they had that great little tasting kit. You can pretty much do some research and find out everything Gurgitch Hills does is good. Hartford Court, the Chardonnay I recommended today, they definitely, all their wines are good. So one of the best things you could do if you're looking to give gifts is find a winery that you like or you know has a good reputation and use that as a baseline. But if you're not an experienced wine drinker yourself, that's what you need to work on first. That is definitely something that if you're going to be giving wine as gifts, that you need to be comfortable with what you're giving. Because if, say, you buy your boss a bottle of Cabernet that you've never had or know nothing about, then it's kind of hard when he thanks you for it. Because keep in mind, too, for those of you who are giving wine as gifts, even though we talk about it being a great hostess gift, a great boss gift, or an office gift, wine is personal. And I think that's what I'm going to try and get across this holiday season. There we go. I have found my theme. Wine is personal. It can definitely define you. It can define the people you're giving to as a gift. And so in doing so, say you give your boss, once again, that Bala Cabernet, it gives him a great benchmark to open up a dialogue with you. Perhaps y'all don't have a close relationship. Perhaps you don't have a friendship. There are a lot of friendships that are made, well, actually, because wines are evil, there's a lot of friendships that are broken over wine. And so by being able to seriously talk about the wine, or he'll look at you and say, hey, that's a great Cabernet, you need to be familiar with it. So number one, if you don't know much about wine, don't give wines you haven't tasted. That's probably the safest bet I can give you. Number two, find someone you trust. Find a wine shop. Find someone who maybe has steered you in the right direction. And once you sit down and explain to him what you're looking for, they can certainly help you out. As far as knowing the appropriate terms, it doesn't really matter. You know, all of us can talk about the different terms in wine. By the time you're said and done, it doesn't have a true connotation. I could sit here and say the wine smelled very, had a lot of Brettanomyces to it. Half of you understand that, half of you don't. However, if I tell the other, it's kind of leathery, it's kind of old smelling, you get that. So just because everyone has a set pattern of terms, it doesn't matter. As long as you know and can describe accurately what you're talking about, a great example is corked. A lot of people don't know the term corked. However, if they can say, oh, it smells like wet cardboard, yeah, fine. Terms don't matter. The connotation does. So don't worry about the terms. Don't worry about that. Once again, if you take my idea number two and find someone you trust, they can help you walk through it. So hope that helps. If not, please do email me back, and I will work on being a little bit more specific because, after all, wine is personal. We're going to take a break right here, but when we return, we'll wrap this show up and plan ahead to great things coming up.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max it. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today, I offer a special thank you to Andrew Campus of Vin 65. He has given us, and me, most importantly, great insights on what to look for in a winery website when you're shopping and trying to find that special holiday gift. Of course, we've enjoyed your calls and your emails, and I encourage you to do more so in the next few weeks. Let me know what you want to hear, lauralawson@winecrush.com or info@winecrush.com. And of course, we had our great news story today about the NBC soap op drama of Evil Vines. I can't get past this, so I'm going to ask. I can't. I love it. Well, I've sat here as we're trying to go through the show, and I haven't focused really on what I need to because I can't think of what kind of mystical properties. Yes, I told you the good stuff, but I can think of no bad stuff besides a hangover I can get out of a vine. Oh. So to our listeners, help me out here. Help Kent out because he doesn't want to hear about this again. What kind of evil mystical properties would you give a vine or a wine? Laura Lawson, winecrush.com. I am dying to hear the results of this. Well, as we plan ahead, I know we do have to step away occasionally from planning for our holiday season. And as we're thinking about wine being personal, I want to see how it personally relates to some people. So in upcoming shows, we're definitely going to talk about the harvest of 2010. We've got some great guests lined up to let us know what is happening out in California and what we can expect. I'm sure a lot of these guys are taking it personally themselves. But I'm going to comment on an email I received, and this was from a restaurateur. In last week's show, I talked about half bottles and how I found half bottles dwindling, and those that I could find sometimes were off vintage. And a restaurateur sent me an email, and I don't know if it was late at night or shift. I'm not going to mention the restaurant or the person, but they told me that obviously I wasn't looking at the right section of the wine list and I wasn't going to the right places. So since a restaurateur is going to reach out to me, let me reach out to you. Number one, if I have to truly search your wine list, if I have to flip page to page to page, and each half bottle is listed in a different category, if it's listed in a different section and they're not all together, then you've created a poor wine list. Number two, if you have put half bottles out there and the vintages are wrong or the vintages are off, once again, this is not my responsibility. This is yours. Maintain a good wine list. Keep your vintages correct. Number three, a half bottle is a very specific offering. If your staff does not know how to balance it, how to relate it, and how to teach it to your guests and customers, then it calls your whole wine program into question. So to sum it up, restaurateurs, those of you who are minding a half bottle program, do it right. Check your vintages, check your pricing, and make sure your staff understands it. So that's my soapbox for today, and at that point, we are going to end The Crush. Here at The Crush, we are reminding you always to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.